First off, I want to start this pod off with an apology. I know we've been inconsistent lately, but it's been a lot of shit that's been going on. Life be happening. But in case y'all forgot, I am JR Bang.
Y'all already know, man. Mike B. Some Dude Pod. Right, like, subscribe.
Yeah, all that. Go ahead and get your merch. All of that.
No need to explain, Bang.
I feel bad, though, Mike, a little bit. You want to know why I feel bad a little bit? I feel bad a little bit because I've been on I Ain't Gonna Hold You enough that I feel like I'm contractually obligated to make sure that I'm there.
It's all good, so Bang. I be like, yo, Bang don't pod with me. Y'all, Bang don't like pod with me. You know, he like to pod with his Tuesdays, other guys.
I was going to hit you on this weekend and be like, yo, is Tuesday still a good day?
We could start looking into, like, you know, possibly doing another day since Tuesday. Yeah, it seems to be a little bit inconsistent.
Nigga, Tuesdays. Hey, this is not an April Fool's joke either, friend. We laugh. But Tuesdays has been bad. So, mental health check. It's better today. But, Lord,
yeah,
it feels like somebody would throw the monkey wrench in my life on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But life was life in for a bit. But we're back for this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, mental health check, man. I'm, boy.
Dang, it's all right. We both going through some shit. All right. Yeah, so look, we get to the pod when we get to it. No worries. Yeah,
but hey, but no, Mike Webb made me feel bad.
Nah, don't worry about him. He just talking shit.
I know, but he made me feel bad,
but he is one of our loyal listeners. So you know, we gotta make sure we are pleasing.
I even went live on Facebook today.
You went live on your own?
I'm sharing it now. On the Some Dude page.
Oh, we live on the Some Dude page.
Yeah, yeah, right. On the page, and now I'm sharing it in the group, and I'm tagging for Mike Webb.
Okay.
Cause you know, Mike, I saw it yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I'm like, yo.
I saw that shit. I said, I just started laughing.
Like, damn, nigga. Like, man, find out what's going on in nigga life before you.
My man said, ever since y'all switched to that new network, said y'all niggas ain't been consistent.
Man, I feel them though. How's yours, Mike? How's yours, Mike? You straight?
Man, it's all right, man. I'm just happy to be here, bro. You know, we one day at a time, Joe. One day at a time is all I could say right now. You know, we gearing up. I'm gearing up to, it's about to get really, really busy. You know what I'm saying? Daughter getting ready to graduate soon. Then we going to Disney right after that.
Man, I got money.
I'm going to LA. You know, just trying to, and then we about to move.
Am I getting flued out?
And we move. I'm not getting flued out. And we moving soon too. So
y'all moving out of Maywood.
Yeah, we out of Maywood. Hey, shout out to Maywood though. You know what I'm saying? I went and voted today. We got the, you know, the election.
I'm gonna ask you, did you vote?
Yes, I did, bro. And don't worry about who I voted for.
I mean, I don't know who you voted for. I don't know.
But I was in there though, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, what's the light skinned nigga name? I forgot my man's name.
The mayor. The mayor? You talking about a mayor?
Is he the mayor?
Light skin, who are you from?
Yeah, light skin with the beard. I forgot the nigga name.
No,
he added me on Facebook.
What's his name? Did he recently add you?
This was like a couple of months ago.
Oh,
I don't know this nigga, but he must know Mike now. He must know.
It looked like we had a lot of Maywood friends in common.
Is this Maywood's favorite podcast?
Is this Maywood's favorite podcast? I would hope so. Yeah.
Where you moving to, Mike? Are you on
it?
Like,
it's in the air. It's in the air. So it could be possibly, could be Elmhurst or Westmont, but not too far from Maywood though. Not too far.
Hey, Elmhurst money different.
It is, and Elmhurst is like on the outside looking in, unless something miraculous pops up. But it's looking more so like Westmont. Westmont got some decent spots.
Hey, man, that we might Westmont. Westmont is a lot closer to Plainfield, fam.
Not necessarily, Bang. I think where I look, you dog. You are literally like, it might be like a little closer, but still though, that's still at least, if I move to Westmont, that's probably like from a, goddamn, 50 minute drive to a 35
minute drive. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a couple of choice on sale over here.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to tell
We got a couple of townhomes over here on sale.
Yeah, that, you know what? Playing field too far though. I see Nakel. Nakel still has a lot of stuff that's going on out here. And
fuck the badass kids out there, man.
Yeah, she gotta stay close, bro.
Fuck the bad kids.
We gotta stay close. She still has a lot of activities in the Maywood area. Yeah, she gotta
get around. She gotta be around the whites.
She will be.
Oh yeah, so you're going to
high school. High school probably looking like, you know, Downers Grove South probably. Shout out to Coach Moses. He in the Facebook chat right now. Yeah, he said he voted today. He's a coach, basketball coach at Fenwick. You know, shout out to Coach Moses, his team. I believe he's the head coach of the sophomores. If I'm not mistaken,
he ain't getting AKL in the Fenwick.
He can't get look. You know what? Look. Check it out, bro. I don't think they like offering scholarships. You gotta like apply, and then you gotta like pay.
Nah, coach sharing some shit. See, I be paying attention. I'll be telling y'all niggas, but I be paying attention. Yeah. Coach shared some bowling shit.
Yeah. Shout
Facebook
out to
page.
Yeah, I know the young
couple
lady.
Of weeks ago. Yeah, he shared that shit. As soon as he shared that shit, I said, I hope he trying to get Nakel in there. And he didn't.
Shout out
he only cared about basketball. He shared Bryce Hopkins and shit.
Hey, Coach Moses, I do not approve of what Bang is saying.
Fuck Bryce Hopkins. He got NIL money. He gonna be okay. All right. He got NIL money. He okay. We trying to get Nakel footage. All right. Do y'all got a highlight reel of her bowling?
I have highlight reels of Nakel bowling.
Are you edited a highlight reel, nigga?
I got a little small one. You know what? I had used it because I had edited something for her, on CapCut, and I edited it and I had sent it to
the ICB education.
Yeah, and they posted it actually. They one of the main bowling accounts for youth bowlers across the world. They reposted it and everything. They acknowledged Nakel and everything like that. So, you know, shout out to them.
Resume.
Yeah, man, we good, bro. But put that
on your resume, man.
But shout out to Fenwick High School. Shout out to Olivia Cameron. She was one of the young ladies that was featured. She was on the news, and you know, she made state, you know, and all of that stuff like that. And she's graduating her senior year. She's about to go to college, and she's bowling. I know her. Her and my daughter. They're you know, they're friends. Everything like that, so it's all good. It's all love.
So Fenwick needs a replacement.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, bang. You know, Fenwick costs a little buck. Cost a little money to get into Fenwick.
I said the bowling stuff. I knew he did. I know. Trying to share no bowling shit on the regular.
Coach Moses is supposed to be sending the footage to the people. Give this girl a scholarship so she could get into Fenwick. You know what I'm saying? And we could pay the minimum amount of money. I know I'm gonna have to pay some money, but I need it to be the minimum amount of money.
Man. Come on, man. We gotta.
Shout out to my boy Al. You know, said yes, Olivia is a beast. Her parents are great. Shout out to her mom. I know her mom personally. Al don't be sharing Nakel stuff. He'll be rocking with my daughter stuff, but he be rocking with Olivia stuff though. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Fucked up.
That's crazy, bro. Me and Al go way back. Way oh, back, Al. Bro. He ain't never. They only ever seen.
Show that process education. Show that process education. Show that process education, friend. Hey,
no, it's all good. I told Dub
that we gotta join their podcast. We gotta do an episode.
Yeah, I ain't seen it. I think Al might got my page on. Like he might don't follow my page. We friends on Facebook, but I don't think he see anything I be posting.
I told Dub that me and you gotta join an episode of their podcast to talk about movies.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Shout out to Movie Buffs.
And then him and Al join us to talk about this shit after Movie Buffs. So I'm gonna join them for an episode to talk about white classic cinema.
White cinema? What day? Are
classic
you
Caucasian
there?
Cinema.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we might. But I mean, you work tomorrow during the day.
What time y'all doing it? Early? They doing it early?
They want to do it early. I think both of them niggas work nice.
I catch another one.
But
said,
but no,
you blacklisted. Get the fuck out of here, Al.
But I told them, first of all, I even told you I wanted to do a podcast around like cinema.
Yeah.
And, or a segment around cinema. Yeah, but I ain't doing it now because they got that podcast and I don't want, first of all.
You ain't trying to step on their toes.
Nah, I think I could take Al. Like, I think I could take Al. I know that from high school.
I ain't fucking with him.
That nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga. fuck around and goddamn grapple me. I ain't got time for none of that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that grappling and shit. I'm too fat for all that shit.
Nah, man. Shout out to the guys in the movie pod, man. Movie Buffs. But y'all check them out. I shared a clip in the group too. So
yeah, I be sharing too. But I want to have a conversation about classic Caucasian cinema. See, I wanted to watch Porky's a couple of weeks ago. Like legit was. Shut up, Mike. I know I grew up too fast.
Go ahead.
but I wanted to watch Porky's, G. I don't know why. I just wanted to watch Porky's. I think Porky's is classic America cinema. But I realized, like, the Toxic Avenger supposed to be coming back out on, like, they supposed to be doing the remake of it. The little dude that was, I forgot my man name. That was Tyrion Lannister. I forgot my man name. That was the little guy. You know what I'm talking about.
And what movie you talking about?
Oh, Game of Thrones, the little dude.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet. I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet. That has not.
You ain't seen Game of Thrones.
I haven't got Game of Thrones. I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, G. I know, bro. Look, I'm very intimidated X-Men. by getting into that show.
X-Men. You gonna be intimidated first episode when you see two people, brother and sister, having sex. Get over with. You know what? I'm still I watched that episode and then watch another episode till like 2 years later.
Yeah.
But just X-Men, the one that had the Sentinels, the little short dude.
Okay.
Little,
yeah. I know someone. Yeah. Okay.
I can't remember his name, but he's supposed to be Toxic Avenger.
Okay.
But I saw the teaser for Toxic Avenger, and I was like, yeah, Peter Dinklage. Thank you, Brando.
There you go.
I wanted to watch Porky's, and they didn't have it on streaming. And I was real upset. Like, you got to buy the DVD. And I'm thinking about buying the DVD. Because I think Porky's is classic American cinema. But when it comes to Caucasian classic cinema, I think it's high on the list. And I had realized at that moment, and even weeks ago, when me and my wife was watching Dirty Dancing, about how much I like Caucasian cinema.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Bang, we talked about this on the pod of how much we enjoy white cinema.
But for me to be like, I want to watch Porky's. Is that bad? Like, it's like, I don't know. Is it like Porky's?
That's one of the movies that like raised you, unfortunately. So it's okay for you to want to relive your childhood. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm going with this? But Bang enjoyed that movie at a young age when he wasn't supposed to be enjoying that movie. You know what I'm saying? That just goes to show you the type of gentleman he is now.
But Mike, it's not my fault. Mike, it is not my fault.
It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not your fault that you grew up.
It's not
like
my
that.
Fault you didn't.
And that's okay that you want to back, you know, want to double back on that movie. It's perfectly fine. It's okay.
Mike, it's not my fault that you didn't get exposed to the classics at a young age.
Yeah, you got exposed.
Like Porky's.
Yeah. That's a wild one to be exposed to early in life, but you know, ain't
they... Oh, come on, Mike. look,
it's okay,
like
though. We listen, but we don't judge. Go ahead.
Look, man, look, Porky's, Fatal Attraction. We talked about that. It was one of the earlier episodes, if y'all missed it, about how Glenn Close was my first look at tanned breasts for a while, like the tan line.
Yeah,
like Glenn Close. It's funny seeing Glenn Close in some of these roles she's in right now.
Yeah,
like the movie, the little scary movie that she was in, where, you know, she was Andra Day's mom and stuff, and realizing like that she was out here wild on Fatal Attraction. I can't help that some of those movies raised me.
Okay.
But Porky's, to me, is one of the best trilogies of all time. Porky's, Porky's 2, Porky's Revenge. Uh-huh. Porky's 2, if you, I know clearly, Mike, you ain't never watched Porky's.
I haven't seen Porky's yet.
You've never seen, so you never seen Porky's 2 or 3. Uh-huh. See, Porky's 2 was about racism.
Uh-huh.
That was about racism. Like, this was about them messing with the KKK.
Yeah.
Now, were there things that happened? Breast? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, me, it's Porky's.
Yeah.
And Porky's 2 was simply about how these white guys in the 50s was going up against the KKK. Now, if you saw some nipples, in the meantime, Mike,
so be it.
So be it. But it was all to stop the KKK and racism.
Yeah.
I mean, what white, what Caucasian film that you watch that you probably like? My, what?
I probably look, see, again,
you had no business
again,
watch.
That I see, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of the movies.
There's a lot of it, but any movie, any Caucasian movie that I ain't had no business watching, I didn't watch it when I was younger, G. Like, I didn't get exposed as fast as you to those type of movies.
So you ain't never seen, like, so I'm just trying to think of, like, movies like Pork. So did you at least see Revenge of the Nerds?
I seen Revenge of the Nerds.
1 and 2?
Yes.
Did you see Weird Science?
No, I think we talked about Weird Science, and I haven't watched that yet. We mentioned that on the show, and I said I didn't watch that. I haven't seen Weird Science.
You ain't never seen Just One of the Guys? When the girl mm-mm. was, she didn't get a scholarship or something like that. Mm-mm. So she was like, fuck it, I'll dress like a guy and be smarter than guys. And then they found out at the end that she was a girl, and to prove she was a girl, she had to take her top off.
Mm-mm.
And they was like, oh, you are a girl, because they sitting nice.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen The Legend of Billie Jean?
Mm-mm.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Mm-mm.
You ain't never seen Big Trouble in Little China, Mike?
Mm-mm.
Mike. No, Mike.
Do I need to do Mike? My work? Do I need to put
Mike
right now?
Mike. Right you now. Ain't never seen Big Trouble in Little China. Come on, Mike. You lying.
I watch. No.
Mike.
I watch.
Michael Allen Butler.
Whoa.
You are lying. Whoa. You are lying, and the truth ain't. No, you are lying. You are telling me you have never seen Big Trouble in Little China with Kurt Russell, mm-hmm. Mike.
Let me see. I haven't seen this, man. Big Trouble in Little China. No, I haven't seen this one. 86? Mm-mm. This one hasn't crossed my radar.
Big Trouble in Little China is one of the greatest Caucasian cinemas
of all
time, and it featured Asians. Mortal Kombat is still in every black person's mind is made from Big Trouble in Little China. And you ain't never seen Big Trouble in Little China, Mike?
I haven't seen that one. Mm-mm. Nope. My bad, bang. My bad. My fault.
Mike, you clowned me on this show.
My bad.
Listen, Mike. Mike, you clowned me on this show for not seeing The Last Dragon.
Wait, with The Last Dragon?
Yeah, you clowned me.
Oh, right. I did clown you. Of course, yeah.
So you have to, but you got to be clowned for not seeing Big Trouble in Little China.
It's okay. Yes, I've seen Cobra. I've seen Tango and Cash. I've seen both of those Sylvester Stallone flicks. It is what it is. Gee, I haven't seen it.
You have to watch Big Trouble in Little China by next episode.
All right, I'm putting it in the notes.
And the way we do episodes, you might, but no, you have to watch.
Okay.
You have to watch Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
Big Trouble in Little China is one of the greatest movies of all time, Mike.
And we will return to this next week.
Jack Burton.
I will make sure.
Jack Burton saved them Asian people from David Lopan, the dude who blew himself up, and the dude that looked like Raiden and stuff because they wanted to get a girl with green eyes. Mm-hmm. So David Lopan can. And yes, I did see Last Dragon. I didn't see it. let me fix the Last Dragon thing.
Yeah.
I never seen Last Dragon in full. Mm-hmm. I only saw it in bits and pieces, and it was on Channel 9. We had an episode on this show where we talked about movies that we only seen on Channel 9, but we didn't see like the full movie because you end up missing pieces because of Channel 9. You end up missing titties and sex scenes, and you be missing key like killing scenes and all of that stuff. Like, for example, it took me years to see Action Jackson not on Channel 9. Like, mm-hmm. Now that we have streaming, some of those movies that you only saw bits and pieces to, or you only saw on regular TV, you go back and watch it so you get the full thing. So I never saw Last Dragon in full because of that. But I finally saw it, like watched it like a couple of years ago. But I have an understanding of what it is. Nigga, Jack Burton, fam, when he took the little potion, they was in the goddamn elevator about to fight, and everybody was in that bitch like, hey, see what high school that I went to again. I went to Prosser. Shouts out to Al. I went to East for part of junior year. I was in the first semester, I was at Prosser, and then second and third semester, I was at East, and then I went to Lyons Township. So yeah, class of 2000, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we all that, well, y'all younger than me, but as many times as Big Trouble in Little China came up, Mike, you did see Mannequin though, right?
Mannequin. I'm sorry, bang.
Mike, I'm gonna give you three movies to watch by next week.
All right. I'm sorry.
And we gonna watch them. And you're gonna give us a synopsis, right, of what that looked like.
I got you.
Cause we need to see this classic cinema, fam.
Okay.
Like, it is a lot of movies that you just did not see. Like, that means you probably didn't see like Uncle Buck with John Candy. You ain't see Who's Harry Crumb, nigga.
Let's save what I haven't seen for another episode. Or,
you probably ain't seen Maximum Overdrive. Damn, fam. But you saw Revenge of the Nerds and Revenge of the Nerds. Well, did you see Revenge of the Nerds and Revenge of the Nerds too?
I seen both. Seen both. I'm okay. In and out on some of the white cinema of the older days, white cinema. You know what I'm saying?
So. Like you see like it happens, like they have the little Instagram and they have like the black movies that you've seen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy to be like, I've seen every damn near every black movie that has ever come out. Over the Top. Oh, nigga. OT. Over the Top is a boy. I know Mike ain't seen it, but Over the Top. Oh, man. Hey, Over the Top to me is Sylvester Stallone's best movie, not named Rocky or Rambo. I love Over the Top. That nigga turned that goddamn hat around, Mike.
I've seen some Sylvester Stallone flicks, but I ain't
seen
that
goddamn hat around.
We lost you, man. We lost you.
Oh, yeah. I hit the mic joint. He turned that damn mic around, turned the head around. He got that motherfucker on me. Boom. What? He saved his whole family. His wife died. His son ain't believing him. Robert Lager was the son's granddaddy. And his former father, like Sylvester Stallone's former father-in-law, he was treating that man like it ain't shit. You got, hey. See, the other thing about 90s white movies, they did have a lot of, like, meaning to it.
Yeah.
Like, for Over the Top, it was father and son. He wanted to get closer to his son. His ex-wife was dying. His ex-wife was like, go get your son. Spend some time with him. His son was so used to being up on his granddaddy and being around his rich shit. He took his kid. You're going to ride this truck, man. I'm going to teach you how to ride this truck. We're going to take you. We're going to have you slum it out. You're going to arm wrestle against one of these dirty ass kids at a goddamn truck stop. Mike, have you ever arm wrestled a dirty ass white kid at a truck stop?
I've arm wrestled, but I've never arm wrestled a dirty ass white kid at a truck stop.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Look, kid. Look, kid, made that boy cry. Best of the Best, a great karate movie. You know what I'm saying? Stan? You seen Kickboxer, right? Well,
stop asking me what I haven't seen or what I have seen, bang.
Mike. Mike, you ain't okay. All right. I'm gonna give you one. I'm gonna give you Mike, have you seen Bloodsport?
I see Bloodsport.
Boy, Mike, if your motherfucking ass didn't see Bloodsport, oh, hey. Shit. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Look, shout out to Jean-Claude Van Damme, G. I see Mike. Bloodsport. Relax.
Mike, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you said you didn't see Bloodsport, we was going in this pod. We was just gonna say, fuck it. I'm about to send you all my passwords, nigga. You watching this shit tonight.
Oh, shit.
God damn, Mike.
Yeah, man.
You seen Lionheart? Nope.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey.
Come on, man. Look, man, take it easy.
Lionheart! Motherfucker, he was breaking them niggas' pelvic buttons.
Take it easy. Buttons.
Had the motherfuckers walking like this shit. Like, what the fuck wrong? But dude, hey, man, Mike, we gonna fix this, fam. We gonna catch up.
I'm gonna catch up on my white cinema, man. I'm gonna catch up.
We gonna fix this, man. There's a lot of movies that I'm mad that your ass done missed.
My bad. I apologize in advance.
Hey, it's all right, Mike. It is all right, Mike. Damn, you ain't never seen Big Trouble in China, though?
I'm on that. That's the first one. That's the first movie on the list.
Whoa, nigga.
Where can I watch that one at?
I think it's on Prime.
All right, I got Prime.
I bought it. I bought it on Apple TV. I bought that shit. I ain't even gonna front. Like, that's my shit. Hey, man, let's change it to basketball real quick. I don't want to talk about the LeBron shit. I don't give, like, the LeBron, like, all this shit and that thing. I want to change it over to a secondary topic for basketball that's starting to take over the internets and shit. Hey, who you taking? James Harden or Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade, bro. I posted that in the group. Well, I didn't say who I was gonna pick, but I had sent the I had added one of my homies who was a real big Dwayne Wade fan, and I saw the quote. From I think it was Pat Beverly, I think, who started
the conversation.
Okay. And you know, he said he's taking James Harden. I'm taking Dwayne Wade for more than one reason, but the main reason is but I'm taking Dwayne Wade for multiple reasons, G. I've never really been a fan of James Harden's game, you know, and bang, you have the clip that went crazy viral about James Harden being the most trash superstar ever, you know what I'm saying, to ever play. Like, you know, that's still, you know, relevant to this day. But overall, though, if I had to choose, I'm choosing Dwayne Wade in a heartbeat, bro. And I don't really think it's up for debate, you know, at this point. I mean, if you want to compare statistic-wise, James Harden might have an edge as far as, like, you know, points scored and, you know, all the other, like, you know, scoring accolades. But at the end of the day, bro, like, overall player, D-Wade, easily. Not even close.
I don't even know how this was a topic. I got to watch that whole episode to figure out why.
Hey, I can't give away the Jimmy Butler jersey. I mean, my last name's Butler, and you know what I'm saying? It's a Chicago jersey, so I'm going to hold on to that. Might need to get the Jimmy Butler jersey away from Kobe. Oh, say get it away from Kobe. I agree with you on that. I thought he said give it away. My bad. Oh, get it away from Kobe. I got you. But go ahead,
man. Like, it's some topics that I be wondering how they become topics. this one came out of somebody's ass. Like, hey, bro, this was,
I've been seeing a lot of these comparisons on these podcasts is coming out of you know, everybody's ass, you know, with these comparisons.
So no,
a lot of people are comparing other players to each other nowadays. Y'all relax, man. Shout out to Kobe. That's no disrespect to Kobe by having a Jimmy Butler jersey right there. It's just there for decoration. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no big deal, right? Just relax.
I get it. I think, like, all this damn basketball, like, all this basketball conversation, it revolves around basketball is the one sport that you could easily play one-on-one for supremacy.
Yeah.
Like, and even at your worst, you feel like you could beat the person that you're against. For example, I know in high school I couldn't beat Al in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. I'ma try. Like, basketball and boxing to me are the two same things. You might can't whoop nobody ass, but you gonna fight them. You might can't hoop, but you ain't gonna let the hood know you can't hoop.
Mm-hmm.
You not gonna let the gym know you can't hoop. I remember when Prosser had like this weekend shit. At this weekend shit, you go up there and play basketball or whatever. And I remember Markieff Perry came and he just spent like 15 minutes on the court. Yeah. And I had to guard that nigga. You wasn't going to tell me that I wasn't going to D him up. That nigga made me fall, and I walked off the court. I'm going to at least try, right? So, yeah, Saturday Academy. That nigga crossed my ass. Ah, boom, fell out the screen. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do I bring that up? Because basketball, again, is one that one sport, team sport, where one-on-one still matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have claimed that basketball players, NBA players, like, shy away from all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hoop against each other. Like, the all-star game. Oh, I want to hoop. Oh, I want to hoop. So I do like the fact that some folks are basically saying, like, challenging people or saying, I'll cross folks or whatever. Like, Brandon Jennings telling Jeff Teague and everybody who was drafted in, I think, that 2009 draft or whatever, that I'm better than all of y'all. Like, Marcus Thornton came out of nowhere. And I like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck was thinking about Marcus Thornton? Like, out of everybody in that draft, or like, if you're just talking about basketball, when is Marcus Thornton ever came on your mind?
Never.
Never. Like, and don't get me wrong, I fuck with Marcus Thornton. You give me 2K and you give me the Kings, I'll torch your ass with Marcus Thornton.
Yeah.
But I ain't never thought about like a Marcus Thornton NBA game. So the fact that he came on and was like, I'll cook you, I was like, oh, okay, we going into the weeds. I don't know if you saw a clip of Steve Francis saying, fuck Baron Davis, and he'll cook Baron Davis. I'm sorry. That 2K12.
Right, you taking Baron Davis over Steve Francis?
Now?
What do you mean now? What do you mean now?
I seen Steve Francis in person. That nigga, is he sober?
No. Are you talking about current? Are we talking about like in their primes?
That's not what they comparing. No, they saying both. I would have cooked you then and I'll cook you now.
Oh, I don't care
Steve Francis.
I don't care.
No, I do care now, Mike. No, I do care now.
I have no dog in a fight of 40-year-old basketball do, players.
Fam, not. Nigga, as a 42 year old man about to be 43 next month, yeah. I care. I want to see all these old niggas. If I'll watch these old niggas hooping the big three, you goddamn right I'll watch these niggas now. Matter of fact, you know what really drove this conversation? Unrivaled. Shouts out to the women.
Shout out to
because with them. Unrivaled, they had the 3-on-3, but remember, they had the 1-on-1 shit. And you saw women get cooked by other women. Imagine if Ice Cube, you got the big three, it's the unrivaled male version or big three.
So you think the big three needs to put
yes.
Hell no.
Yes, Ice Cube, Ice Cube,
terrible.
Ice Cube. See what the ladies did for Unrivaled. They look, the big three was a big inspiration for Unrivaled.
Yeah,
they getting the most money that they could get out of all of this shit. Let's do this for the men. All of these niggas that's in the big three and they hooping. No, implement a one-on-one joint. Let's see who getting cooked. I want to see that, Mike. Do that at Cube. Do that shit, G. Who in the big three anyway? Like, who in the big, like?
See?
Like, hey,
I want to see
Gilbert Arenas versus Jeff Teague right now.
Check it out. I'm going to watch, but I don't know if
you know damn well, if they was like, all right, cool, these cats about to play a one-on-one tournament.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch the laugh because
if you're watching the laugh,
I think it's easier for the 45-year-old NBA has been guys to play 3-on-3 than it is for them to play ones.
They're gonna struggle playing ones. So let me ask you this question. I think this is a fair question, Mike. That is true. Because before I pull up what Coach Moses just said, I'm going to ask you this question. What happens? Well, do you think that these players, now mind you, I'm 42, like I'll be 43 next month. Are you saying that these niggas are cooked and that shit will be more entertaining for looking at these mugs looking like Larry Holmes flat being sick than it being like actual competition?
I don't see much actual competition with big three players playing ones.
Wow.
He said, and a nigga like Mike Beasley will be cooking. How old is Mike Beasley? Mike Beasley could still play in the league right now if he had a shot. So, you know what I'm saying? But seeing these other motherfuckers, bro, it's got to be only a handful of players. So pull up a big three roster right now, and I tell you.
I'm about to. I'm doing this now.
If I want to see.
I'm doing this now. Hold on.
Who's going to hoop and who going to be trash?
Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Paul Pierce saying that he like Joe Johnson and all that shit. And Michael Beasley will cook a lot of niggas.
Beasley will definitely cook. Michael Beasley could still hoop in the league right now, but right. I need to see a list.
Can you see the screen? All right. So this is the three-headed monsters. We got the Teague brothers.
All right.
Marcus Teague was only in the league for 2 years. Damn, we fucked up. Beasley, now, I'm not talking about the centers.
Beasley,
I want to see those center one-on-one match.
Beasley probably deserved to be on the NBA roster, Al.
All right, so look. This is what we're going to do. We're gonna pick one or two players on a team.
All right, I got you already, and I'm picking off this team right here. Jeff Teague.
Who we got?
And go down, scroll down. And Rashad Lewis. Give me both of those.
He's the coach.
Oh, he's the coach?
Yeah, he's a coach.
Oh, shit. How old is Rashad Lewis?
Man, he got to be about 39, 40.
Okay. Let me see what else.
All right, let's go to Three's Company. Michael Beasley, there we go.
Michael Beasley.
What about Mario Chalmers?
Mario Chalmers, maybe. Let me see the rest of the list. All right, cool. We got to take. We take Mario Chalmers then.
All right, so we got. So would you watch a match? Would you watch a game that puts Mario Chalmers versus Jeff Teague, like in big three setting?
I'll watch.
Just like Unrivaled.
Yeah, I'll watch. Yes, I'll watch. I'm going to watch it. I just don't feel like it's going to be good.
I didn't even know Paul Millsap had a brother. And that nigga looked like he swallowed a whole bunch of gumballs. And he's just hiding them. I ain't got shit.
Let me see. Al Jefferson, no.
Nigga, it's the Millsap family in this motherfucker? Paul, John, Abraham?
Who's this on this team? I know this team came in last place last year. Squad, yeah. Yo, what team? The aliens. What place they came in last year, G?
The Millsap family.
Keep that next.
I don't want to see nobody on there.
Shout out to Ice Cube in the big three, though, fam. They didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, Leandro Barbosa. Hey, you know shit went left when You know when shit went left when Cassinat was on Sports and I mean on First Take talking about some Leandro Barboza. Like,
come on, bro. Come on, bro.
All right, we got Leandro Barboza, Duane Summers. I remember him. Jody Meeks. I remember Jody Meeks. He looked like he delivered pizza for you. Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders supposed to be cold, but he wanted to smoke weed.
Keep this.
All right. Let's go. Oh, Gerald Green.
Shout out Gerald Green.
Hey, Corey Brewer look like he a reformed crackhead in this picture.
Definitely take Gerald Green in the ones. We can take him off the team.
I guess this is Brother Garland, who looked like he did time. That nigga look like he did time. That nigga looked like he did time, but he could hoop. And his brother was like, yo, hey, put my brother on, fam.
Yeah.
Put my brother on. He looked like he did some time. You don't want to see Gary Payton hoop. I don't want to see Gary Payton.
Hey, look, check it out. Hey, look, we're going to be seeing his son in the big three real soon. He'll be coaching his son real soon. That nigga can't stay on the court. GP.
Damn.
Job. Hey, look, no shot at Gary Payton the second, but my mans can't stay on the roster, G. Stay hurt. He'll be hooping in the big three soon.
Hey, man, Jordan Crawford dunk on LeBron? And they was like, let's remove the shit.
Remove what?
Like, didn't he dunk on LeBron? Was this the Crawford that dunked on LeBron?
I'm not sure.
I mean, Nick Young definitely ain't hooping nowhere.
Is he coach? He the coach?
Yeah, he the coach.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Nick Young play ones, though. I mean, he's still...
Nick Young being the coach of a team in the big three is like a gang member being like an AAU coach.
Is he a player coach, though? Is he hooping, too, or he's just coaching?
And I know a couple
they
of
have,
those.
Like, players coaches.
It just say coach by his name.
Okay.
I don't know who the fuck Darnell Jackson is. I don't have his basketball card. Ryan Carter definitely looked like he failed out of junior college, but he could hoop. Mo Charlo looks like R-Truth. Mike Taylor looked like he did crack.
Yeah, next team. This team ain't like the same.
This team, I don't know who the fuck.
Yeah.
These niggas.
I don't know about that team. Excuse me.
The killer threes.
What do you mean they took the footage of LeBron getting dunked on? What does that mean? They took it.
Like he got dunked on.
They don't have that footage.
He apparently got dunked on in like a pro-am.
Oh, okay. I didn't have no knowledge of that.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah.
That was a big thing.
I didn't know about
Franklin Session. That nigga was hooping at LA Fitnesses.
Yeah, I don't know these guys.
And was cold. He was one of them niggas that just decided to not go nowhere in life, even though he could hoop. I remember Dante Green and Josh Powell. Dominique John. Like, a lot of these niggas just look like niggas who had the ability to hoop, but either drugs or gang life took them in the right direction.
Check it out. Hey, I'm not pulling no footage down. You got to pay me. Did LeBron pay to get that footage taken down?
I believe that's what happened, much.
Right, well, they didn't make them take the footage down. They offered to.
I forgot about Glenn Rice's son, my nigga. I forgot about Glenn Rice's son. Watching who.
We went to me and Mike Webb went to the big three the first 2 years, I think. It was lit then. It ain't really the same as far as like star power with the name. Nah. This shit, like, I mean, it's still cool that Ice Cube got players playing, but I don't know these niggas.
Royce Wright, I know that nigga, like, Extreme Right and all that shit. I don't know who TJ Klein is. TJ Klein look like he won a contest to be on the team. Okay. That's the power. The Tri-State. Who's on here? Okay, Jason Richardson. There we go. All
right. Shout out to
his son. And his son gonna be a lottery pick. There we go.
Okay,
Kevin Murphy. I don't know. Amir Johnson. I remember Amir Johnson. I used to cook with him on live too. Ray Nixon, Henry Sims. Oh, Henry Sims. I remember him on Georgetown. I remember him. And Ray Nixon might know. Hey, Ray Nixon might know your family or my family. He from Milwaukee.
Okay.
Ask your auntie if they know Ray Nixon.
I'm pretty sure
they're gonna be like, yeah, he did some time. That nigga, he turned his life around though. The big three is full of NBA players and niggas who turn their life around. Earl Clark. I remember Isaiah Briscoe. I vaguely remember Roscoe Smith at UConn. I remember James White and Steven Jackson. He's still trying to be a YN. Okay. The last team, the triplets, Joe Johnson, Jeremy. The Pargo brothers. We cooking, niggas. Hey, there we go. I watch the Pargo brothers go one-on-one against somebody.
Jamario Moon. All right. I guess.
You don't want to see no. Look, Lisa Leslie. You don't want to see no Jamario Moon footage.
The last time I seen footage of like whatever I seen Jamario Moon in the dunk contest 1 year, and I ain't heard nothing about him ever since. That's the.
Hey man, why Gennaro look like he irritated in his pitch? He looked like an irritated four corner hustler from the South Side.
Yeah, Joe. I'm good on the big. Check this out. So, Bay, to answer your question, based off what I have here, based off what I've seen from the rosters is concerned, yeah, you can keep ones. I'm good. I would only want to see a handful of these guys play ones because I don't know more than 3/4 of these motherfuckers.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I think you brought this up when we were talking about the All-Star game. What if they had ones going on in the All-Star game?
Yes. I would love to see it. Now, I don't know if they're going to do it, but, I mean, I've seen multiple NBA players being asked about this already, and they said they would be down with it. Kyrie said he'd be down with it. KD said he would be down with it. You know what I'm saying? You just have to find a way to structure it and like who would play against who, because obviously, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages as far as like, you know what I'm saying, size of the players and height advantages and all that shit like that. But like you could set that shit up just like how the big three got it set up. 7 seconds with the ball, you got to score, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You can't like they can implement them rules, G, and niggas will be engaged. Like so Adam Silver just came out and said, hey, you know, we tried this shit this year, and you know, it didn't quite hit like we thought it was gonna do. So, hey, let's try something different. If you gotta implement one,
so
do it.
Why the retired NBA vets can't go out there and hoop, fam?
I don't know, bang. I mean, they can go out there and hoop, but am I interested in watching them hoop? Nah, bang. It look crazy seeing these 40-year-olds out here playing ones. G. Like, I don't know.
I mean, look.
I ain't trying to see no struggle basketball. I ain't trying to see that.
Oh, so you think it'd be a struggle? You just think niggas
it's
ain't
gonna
got
be struggle,
the
struggle. Hey, I don't think man, that jump got shot.
Hey, that jump shot never leave you, fam.
Yeah, nah, you gonna have to do more than settle for the jumper, G. If I'm watching these niggas just settle for jumpers, I don't want to watch that. I'm good.
Look, all I know is I saw Steve Francis say that he had cooked Baron Davis now. And then and now, I saw Steve Francis when I was living in Maryland. I saw Steve Francis at a Nando's in downtown Silver Spring, and I said, "Man, that liquor took him."
I haven't seen a recent photograph of Steve Francis.
I don't think his liver or kidneys is good enough to play 1-on-1.
But he said he could get active right now.
He said he'll cook them then and now.
Ice Cube needed to give him like a tryout for the big three. Then I'll be interested. But until then,
I think his liver took him. I think his liver is not.
That's fair.
Like there's some NBA players that if they tried to get on the court, niggas would be like, I mean, they still cook me, but them niggas would be like, oof. Yeah, no, I got it.
Say they the unk at the barbecue. Nephew, throw me that pill. That's Steve Francis, son.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Kick that rock out, nephew.
Okay. Let me ask you this question.
Put the bottle down. Coach, you know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, this might be more directed to Coach Moses or even Al, too, because I know y'all hooping niggas know other hooping niggas, be around hooping niggas. I know y'all niggas around niggas who hoop overseas and shit. At the age that we are now, do y'all niggas still be talking about how they like played Michael Jordan at hoops, the gym back in 1995, and how they tried to cross over Mike? Like, how does the old nigga basketball story sound now? Like, do you look at that, listen to that story and be like, oh man, yo, those were the days. Or you be like, man, shut your ass up. Because you know, a lot of these NBA players, these former NBA players, even when they have conversations, they're living in former glory. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how that former glory looks like from a regular nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, does Coach Moses talk about when he played against like Kiwan Garris? Or do like is that the case? Like, do Al talk about, was Al was, if Al is still around, was you on the team when y'all got cooked by King? And the nigga repped that shit around, I think it was around Marcus Jordan's head. That motherfucker, Amari Sawyer came down, walked that bitch up and wrapped that ball around. I think it was Marcus Jordan's head. And the ref was like, boo, and like was in shock. And then was like, travel. But the crowd was going wild. I remember that.
Yeah.
That shit was, Marcus don't remember that shit, but I remember that shit. That shit was wild. But how does the old, Mike, do you have any like old war stories that you like love to tell? Like, and niggas, do you think like, yo, this is an old story, so, but I'm gonna tell it anyway?
Not really, bro. Like, when you think, as far as like sports is concerned, like
when you, like
when I used to play baseball, or
yeah, when you like fucked up your knee or some shit. So you broke your ankle.
I tell that story all the time. That's a great funny story. You know what I'm saying? And I get clowned about that story all the time too. Like,
you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is the old nigga story that you get clowned for?
I get clowned for me breaking my ankle. Like, it was, because it was the thing, it was something that I said after the injury had happened. So niggas get on me about what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Afterwards, like, I kind of looked like a pussy after I broke my ankle on a football field. So niggas still get on me about that a little bit, but they just be joking. That's all good. But it's a really good laugh though. And niggas get on me about that. I don't necessarily tell that story. I just say I broke my ankle playing football, and you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, and how my ankle was turned in a different direction. But the aftermath of it and the yelling and shit that I was doing, it gets talked about to this day. Niggas still clown me about that. So, I mean,
mine, I got two of them. And they all revolve around football.
Yeah.
Shouts out to my homie Jesse. I've known Jesse since kindergarten. He had transferred schools in the sixth grade. Then when he got the Prosser, it's like, oh shit, you going to Prosser? So we big niggas, so we playing football. Apparently, I was talking shit to my nigga Twan, but Jesse thought I was talking shit to him. So we was running Oklahoma drills, and Jesse was like, I want Lee. I was like, oh shit.
Why he call you out?
I got this shit. Because he thought I was talking about him, but okay. I wasn't. It was me and Antoine going back and forth. So that nigga Jesse was like, I told Coach Carlos, I want him. And he pointed at me. I'm like, shit. What the fuck you talking about? I think it was me and somebody else and Jesse, and I forgot who the other two. Mm-hmm. But I had the ball. I'm playing running back in the Oklahoma. Have you ever done the Oklahoma drill, Mike?
Yes.
All right. Just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. So get the ball. Man, get the ball and lay down on the ground. Coach blow the whistle. Boop, I get up. Turn that corner, I get low. Jesse big. I don't think Jesse could get lower than me. That nigga got lower than me. That nigga hit me right here. Mm-hmm. Blew me the fuck up. Nigga, I'm talking about, I'm like Jazz on the Fresh Prince. I'm up in the sky. Yeah. Boom. Nigga, I couldn't feel my legs for 30 seconds.
We didn't used to do that. We did that a lot. And I don't even think we used to call it the Oklahoma drill. We used to call it something else. But we always used to do Bull in the Ring. You ever did Bull in the Ring?
Yeah, I did that shit too.
Okay.
That's the first time I saw a nigga get a concussion.
We did Bull in the Ring. That's what we used to do.
Like, I love that one. You give me the ball. Hitting, I'm going straight.
Whoever name they call coming at you,
yep.
You gotta be ready.
I was trucking niggas that day.
Oh yeah.
But Jesse made me prepare for that shit. Like Jesse, like I said, I got low. Jesse was like, nah, and exploded on my ass. Mm-hmm. And coach was like, yo, Davis, get up. I said, I can't. You know, you can't get up. I said, I can't feel my legs, fam. I can't feel my legs. That is the first and the only time I felt paralyzed. Mm-hmm. To this day, I want my get back. We are both 42 years old. My birthday is May 21st. Jesse's birthday is May 26th.
All right, man. How would you like
for our birthday, I want to do an Oklahoma drill 101.
Okay, I was about to say, so you want to do an Oklahoma drill again?
I want to do the Oklahoma drill versus Jesse for any birthday between now and 50. That's it. I want to. I'm sorry. I got to get it back. And he won't let me live it down. He won't let me live it down. Because anytime he see an Oklahoma drill on Facebook, he tags me in the shit.
Oh, he trolled
me. I don't want nobody to hold that shit over me. So I don't give a damn. I'm 42 years old. I'll be 43. Fuck it. I want to do the Oklahoma drill against Jesse Smith at Prosa this year, next year. We could do it for our 45th. I don't care. We could do it for our 50th. I need that back.
All right. Let me ask you a question, though. So you're actually willing
yes.
to go back to your old high school.
Yes.
Find the equipment manager.
Yes.
And say, hey, I need some spare shoulder pads, a helmet.
Yes.
Then all of that. Because I want to do Oklahoma.
I want it all. I want it all.
You want to put the whole football
I want full uniform. Yeah, this nigga's crazy. I want it all.
Yeah, this nigga's crazy.
I want it all.
Bang, he ain't talking. He ain't thinking properly, y'all. He ain't in his right
mind. Oh, fuck Jesse.
Nah.
His ass is in Michigan.
That's just
a small town in Michigan coaching high school. We could do it there.
Let it go, Bang.
We could do it in front of his team. I need my get back.
In front of his team.
He won't be the coach there no more.
Yeah,
We watched our coach get his ass trucked. Have you seen Jesse?
Uh-uh. Maybe.
Nah, you ain't seen Jesse. It might be a bad decision.
Dang, that sounds like a horrible decision. Think about your family.
It might be a bad decision.
He said he ain't even gonna make it. He gonna push off the boom.
It might be a bad decision, but
leg,
I think
his whole leg gonna give out.
I think it might be a bad decision. It might be.
That's just one of those L's you just gotta just keep to.
No, you,
and it's okay.
No,
it's okay.
I'm no.
You know how much? No. You know how many times that shit happens, bro? Not catch a stinger like how you did. You had a stinger. You know what I'm saying? You had a stinger. No big deal. That happens all the time, bro. It happens all the time. No big deal.
Look, Jesse big now. And I know he lift a lot. But he ain't faster than me. Speed kills.
Yeah, let that one go, Bang. It's okay.
Speed kills, Mike. I think I could take him. We could sponsor it.
I don't know.
We could sponsor it.
We can't have you out here putting football equipment on, trying to relive your high school days because you got embarrassed.
This is Jesse a couple of years ago, y'all. This is Jesse some years, about 10, 15 years ago when he was playing semi-pro football.
And he played pro too? And you still want to get
semi-pro?
You trying to get, nah, bro.
That's Jesse.
You out of your all right.
I want my get back.
Yeah, all right.
Cause I'm sure I was faster than him then, and I'm faster than him now. You give me a Rocky montage, I'll get in shape real quick. I want my get back against Jesse.
Yeah, all right, Bang.
See, Mike Webb. I still bring up when Mike was pitching, and he rocked. So that's what happened.
That's cap. All cap, bro. This nigga lying. He lying. First of all, okay, look, hold on. Before we get to that, Mike, before we get to that Little Rock, hold on one second, fam. Bang, this guy that you have right here on the screen right here, he would kill you. Then and now. All right? So I'm going to lead you to let this one go, bro. Let this one go. Did you tell Miriam about this story? Does Miriam know about this? Yeah, did you show Miriam this? Did she know about this? Those you going to tell her?
I don't think she's seen Jesse.
She not going. Oh, she needs to see this. And she needs to know. that you are.
I could take Jesse then and now.
You didn't take him then, bang. So what makes you think you're gonna take him now? You did. He paralyzed you.
A clock.
He paralyzed wrong. You. A clock can be wrong. A clock can be wrong two times a day. It's a right two times a day. That's what you said. So you trying to say that him paralyzing you was a fluke?
Every dog has his day.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Look at this nigga's arm, G.
It's a fluke.
Look at this nigga's arms.
I'm sorry. I'm pissed off. You don't believe in me, Mike.
I'm sorry, babe. I don't have faith.
I don't believe. You don't believe in me.
I can't willingly allow you to do this. I can't allow it, babe. I will not. I won't allow you to do such a thing, bro. That is absolutely crazy.
I want my get back.
Forget about that shit, bro. You want to die.
I've challenged. If I got to go, I got to go.
If he paralyzed you then, what you think he's going to do to you now?
If I got to go, I got to go.
It ain't worth
but
it.
But I want my get back. I am tired of this man having this over me.
Do he still talk to you about that shit you said? Is he like bringing?
I told you. What is it? Look, I told you. Every time he look, you don't believe me. I'm challenging this man still. Let me share it again. I don't think you understand. I want the smoke. Look, we missed our chance. Next year though, look, where is it? Where? Let's have a rematch on our 40th. I'm ready. Look at it. Flashback for Lee. You see this shit?
Oh, he trolling you. Man, you have no shot, bro.
I still owe you. I won't smoke. Bang, definitely I'm got tired. No, fuck that. Look. Maybe you and Mike Webb need to play a game of piggy.
Yo, yeah, that
and then you rock him.
No, bro. They go, look, check this out. That'd be, I don't look, listen
Mike
to me.
Webb. Wait a minute, Mike, I never got a chance. I never got my get back. I'm sorry. I need to get my get back.
It look, doesn't
Corey up back, in it.
Bang. The get
Corey
back.
Up in it. No, that was Al over there talking about some, or one of them talking about some, I ain't playing Corey Maggette and shit.
Bang. Listen to me. So listen.
He took a charge and shit. I know Moses be coached like, yo, Corey, bring your ass back to Fenwick. I want my get back. Everybody want their get back against somebody. I want my get back against Jesse Smith because that was lucky. And I don't give a shit how big he was then, Mike. I need my revenge.
Bang, saying that's luck. Look how big that nigga is, G. You can't sit here and say that that's luck. You can't say that him putting you down on your ass. And you can't say that's luck. You know what our coach used to, you know what our football coach used to say? That's what this what? Is what he did to you, bro. So he put your dick in the dirt. That's what he did to you, bro. That's what our coach used to say to us. He said, he used to say the nigga that's across from you, put his dick in the dirt. That's what he used to tell us to do. That's what that man did to you, bro. And you're not going to get back up, and he's going to do that to you again. So just let it go. That's one of the things that you just have to let go in life, fam. That man will kill you, bro. All right? He already paralyzed you. What you think going to happen 25 years later? No.
I'm going to win.
I'm not going to allow it, bro. I wouldn't allow it, fam. I'm not even going to allow that.
I'm
and
win.
As far as Mike Webb saying he rocked my shit, to center field or whatever. Me and him played. He was playing. This was minor league, Bellwood Memorial Park, Park District Baseball. He was on whatever team he was on, and I was on my team. And we were playing against them. And I was pitching. I was pitching that day. He got a lucky hit, and it went through like past the shortstop. So that's I don't need get back for that because he lying. He didn't hit the ball in the air. The ball didn't even lift up off the ground. It was a ground ball. So if he let him tell that story, you know what I'm saying? He can have that story because he's lying. But bang, back to you. You are not going to have that's not going to happen, bro. That's not going to happen to you, all right? Like our old football coach used to say, bro, that man is going to put your dick in the dirt, bro. That's what he did then. That's what he's going to do now. Okay? Let it go. Let it go.
Man, fuck y'all niggas.
I believe in myself. And I say that with love, man.
I believe in myself.
That's with love. I care about you, fam. You know what I'm saying? You are my friend.
I'm not gonna
allow you to do such a thing, fam.
I believe in myself.
But yeah.
And I know that my family have raised tough SOB in me.
Mm-hmm.
I go through anything and everything.
Look,
so
and that just goes to like just take it back to the big three.
I don't care.
Take it back to the big three shit and want to see these players play once. Like we gotta let go of our glory days. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't there, it ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when you 40,
hey, we have to be as old as us gentlemen getting older in life. If the glory days are behind us, let them stay behind you. Okay, because if you try to relive the glory days, you're gonna fuck yourself up, fam. All right. I'm out there playing softball and I pulled my damn hamstring. You know what I'm saying? And I was out of commission for like 4 weeks. That's a real legitimate injury. And I talked shit. I used to talk shit about people, athletes now that's way younger than me, that's in great shape. When they pull their hamstrings, I used to call them pussies. Like, yo, how you pull your hamstring, bro? Like, that's a pussy injury. If you ever pulled your hamstring and you over 35 years old and you pull your hamstring now, bro, that shit is pain, okay? So, look, I have sympathy for any athlete that gets a legitimate injury, especially something like a hamstring, all right? Because I'm out here trying to live in my glory days of back when I was playing baseball and all of this shit like that, bro. No, it's over. It is over, bang. And you
Mike,
need to let it go too.
Mike,
you need
Mike,
to let
me
go.
Ask you, Mike, let me ask you a question.
So these big three niggas, right. These big three niggas, they out here, Steve Francis and Baron Davis out here arguing about who would whoop who right now. Stop it. Okay. Y'all
Mike,
have a debate about when y'all was in y'all prime, not about when y'all watched. Nobody want to see that.
Mike, because you're not 40 yet. You're not 40 yet. Mm-hmm. But as a 40 plus year old man, what do you have if you don't have your back in the day? I would have kicked your ass.
It's okay to have
and
not
kick your ass now. Stories.
You can't.
What do you have?
Bang. You can't. But you
might as a man. That's all we got.
Bang. It's cool to actually say that shit. Like you know. But I think you deep down inside in your heart, that big heart of yours, because you got a big heart, that you really yeah. think that you could put that man down on the ground.
I can.
No, you can't.
But yes, I can. You're not.
It's okay to. It's okay to tell that story.
Nigga, you're not about. You're not. You're not about the Rocky Balboa. You can't win me. No, you're not.
Forget about.
Matter of fact, fuck Jesse. I'm...
And then you be on social media bullying him. You bullying this man, knowing he can whoop your ass like on the football field. Like you have no shot. You have no chance in hell, bro. No chance in hell.
Jesse Smith could kiss my ass episodes. He kissed my ass. No.
That is crazy.
No. Oh, look. Crazy. Mike, what do we have if we ain't got these stories?
I respect it.
What
I
do
respect
we have?
No, that's a great story, yay. But I think you crossing the line by thinking that you can actually
no, I'm not
get your rematch.
Oh, Mike, I look, Mike, stop. So here's no, I'm not. I'm gonna hold that nigga. I will get that nigga today. The question I'm asking you, Mike, is yeah. not just with me and Jesse, not with you and Mike, not just with you and Mike Webb, but all of these old hooper niggas.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
You are absolutely, I'm with you.
If you don't have that.
It keeps us
what
young.
What do you have? Right, it keeps you young.
Keeps us young.
I'm not mad at Steve Francis saying, fuck BD.
No,
and
bro.
I'm not mad at Jeff Teague saying, I'll cook Brandon Jennings. What do you have if you don't have those stories? What you gonna tell your kids? Like, you just hooped or you got cooked by Michael Jordan? Like, that's a story to tell. Like, that's a story to tell. Like, I did this. And for people who might not have made it to a certain level, that's really all you have. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still people that's talking about their high school glory right now. And they lived a beautiful life, Mike. They've lived an amazing life. But there's probably about 3 or 4 moments back in the day, probably in high school, on a court or on a field where they like, yo, I wish I could relive that moment. Uh-huh. For me, I need to relive that moment with Jesse. I need to relive that. But for some other people, especially if they cooked you like Jesse cooked me, you look, Jeff Teague and Brandon Jennings has probably been playing each other since AAU basketball. So one probably feel like they could cook the other because they've done it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you got or that's all you need. You've probably made $1 million, $100 million in your life. You've had your own signature shoe. You've had a whole bunch of commercials. You probably slept with a couple of R&B chicks, a whole bunch of groupies. But none of those stories really matter. It's the stories of when you was in that gym and you feeling like you can relive that moment, especially if it was good for you or if you got to give it back. Mm-hmm. Like Coach Mo just said, it's still fuck Corey Maggette to him.
That's cool.
It's still. And he probably ain't going to, he probably don't want to take no charge from Corey Maggette now. And here's the thing. Corey probably don't even remember that moment. He probably don't remember that moment. You know who remember that moment though? Coach Moses. He do. He remember that moment. Every last one, every last man that's over 40 in this world got stories that they want to tell, that they want to relive. And even if they could get that moment back and try to relive it, they'll try to do it too. Al Bundy showed us a lot on Married with Children, Mike. That whole thing, scoring 4 touchdowns on Polk High, I never thought that would be me. Never thought that would be me. But shit, I understand where Al Bundy is coming from. I understand. Because when you're 40, married, with children, working every day, sometimes you think back to those days of yesteryear when you was a lot younger, when you was a lot leaner, when you was moving around a bit, and you was crossing niggas over, and you was finger rolling niggas, you probably dunked for the first time. You damn right you gonna relive that moment when you cross somebody over for the first time, when you dunked on somebody for the first time, when you scored a game-winning basket and shit like that. You gonna relive it. So I'm not mad at these NBA niggas reliving those moments. Why? Because basketball is probably one of the only sports that you can not only relive it, but shit, you can go get a basketball and still try it. Y'all old ass be on the court trying to cross each other over all you want to. It might not look as well as it did in 1998, but hey, we gonna do it. You can't do that shit in football. Do you want to see Barry Sanders try to juke John Roper?
Yeah, again? It's not the same. It's not the same.
Do you want to see Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice line up against each other again? No.
That would be interesting, but it can't happen. No,
it will not. Both of the niggas will die.
Yeah.
And Deion Sanders only got
how about he only got 1 foot?
He got 3 toes on 1 foot. Yeah. That ain't gonna happen. You see Asante Samuel and Deion Sanders going back and forth. There's no way.
Yeah, and then out and now they starting to have the conversations of, oh, they putting these wide receivers up against these DBs and saying who would cook who you picking. It's a little trickier with football. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's very tricky with football. You can't do that shit in football.
I can't because I seen one comparison. I think it was on a facility or was it a speak. Keyshawn Johnson got asked who he taking, Ja'Marr Chase or Darrell Revis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like who you picking in a one-on-one? Who's gonna win that battle? You know what I'm saying? I think you can't really, it's hard to dissect that. You know what I'm saying? Who would win that battle? Because a wide receiver DB, you know what I'm saying, type of thing in a game, it goes both ways. So it's like I don't know who gonna cook who, bro. Like, you know. It's tricky. I can't say, I can't say Ja'Marr Chase is just going to put up 150 yards if Darrell Revis is guarding him. Or I can't say Darrell Revis is just going to lock up Ja'Marr Chase like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
but in football, I don't want to see two 50-year-old niggas line up.
Right. I don't want to see. Yeah. That's not going to work. I can't see Chris Carter.
Basketball.
I can't see Chris Carter or Randy Moss lining up against a Champ Bailey or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't
basketball like that. Basketball jump shot don't leave you. Jump shot don't leave you. You might can't get around the young nigga, but if he leave you open, you gonna torch his ass. Basketball. Yes, Jesse. I'm still yes.
Oh, shout out. Hey, Jesse, how are you, buddy? Hey, man, look, check it out, man. Hey, look, so Bang just ran down the story to me.
Yes.
He just showed me a picture of you with your football gear on. And I just want to say I completely think this man is nuts. And he actually thinks that he could take you right now. If y'all put the pads and the helmets on, that he can get his get back and he will get it successfully. And I think he's out of his mind. But you know what I'm saying? I think it's the rush that Bang gets from like talking about it and reliving it that got him all fired up and hyped up right now. You know what I'm saying? To actually think that he can put you down on a football field. So, you know, I it's a great story. You know what I'm saying? I love that we're telling it here.
That's
on the
point,
pod,
though.
But
that's
Bang's the point, out, though. That's he, not he's point. Out of his mind,
Mike.
Though. He's out
Mike,
of his mind.
That's how I know I could get him. That's how I know I could get him because he underestimated me.
You got that psychological edge over him.
I got the eye of the tiger, fam. I got it.
This ain't a Rocky Balboa.
I got
moment,
the hunger.
Man.
I got the hunger. He ain't got the hunger.
This ain't David versus Goliath.
He too busy coaching kid. He too busy coaching football.
So you saying this is the exact moment where you can catch him off his game? Catch
you goddamn game. Right. You get, I said, I do it in front of his students.
Damn.
I do it in front of a student athlete. Hey, man, coach, you going to let him come to Michigan and get you like this? Oh, no, go ahead and get – no, I will come to him.
Look,
wait. I will come to him.
Make sure I know when that's happening.
Traverse City, I will go fish, cook it, clean it, cook it, eat it, sleep outside. Wake up, go to his school, put on all of the football gear, decleat his ass, go home with his head on the trophy, put it on my wall, bang.
All right. If and when that ever happens, bang, I need front row.
Because his mama, and tell his mama, come see your son because his mama loved me when we was younger. She loved me when she was younger. Tell your mama I said hi. Show her this video. Man, that's Lil Lee. That's Lee. Yeah. I want your son on the field, Oklahoma drill, 43. We could do it on May 21st. We could do it May 26th at Prosser on the practice field. Where you did me dirty at. I want my revenge. Bring your wife too. I bring mine. And I bring my sons. I'm doing this for my sons. I'm doing this for Trey, Landon, and Liam. They can't know that their daddy was did dirty the way that he was did on that practice field. Want my get back. See, he ain't got no kids. I do. He got God kids. I got real kids.
And he got a bunch of young football players that he coached.
I got inspiration. I got my sons. I don't want my sons to know that they dad was put on the ground like that. What you said, dick in the dirt? I don't want my sons to know that. when Trey get 18, I want to tell Trey good stories about life. If he play football, I don't want him to know that I got depleted in the Oklahoma drill because I won't be his inspiration, Mike.
I understand.
I was saying, let us old niggas have our day.
Y'all got
let
it.
Let us have our moments.
You got it, Bang. You got
like,
it.
Like, you seen the episode with, like, yeah, the young kids will probably cook us, but we ain't talking about the young kids, Mike. We talking about people our age. Do you laugh when you see 40-year-old niggas footwork?
I be hoping, I hope this nigga don't pull nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever seen nigga tell his ACL footworking?
No. No.
I wonder if that's happened before.
I don't know, man. I think the footworking is one of those things where, like, if you got it, you still got it. I know a few of them. I know a few of the guys, you know what I'm saying, that's from the town that's crazy 40, with the footworking, and they still footworking.
Like, how long do they footwork, though?
They, like, look like the old days, you know what I'm saying? You know? It might not be as swift, you know what I'm saying, before, but it still look good, though.
I know a few of the guys.
Mike Webb be trying to footwork still, you know what I'm saying, to this day. He had a little footworking skills back in the day, but nothing, like, too crazy, but, you know, he'll try to hit that shit nowadays, but no, it ain't the same. Didn't hit the same like it was when we was in high school.
Do old footworkers footwork like they do when they was younger? Or they knew.
Oh yeah, no. Like you said with the jump shot. It's still there.
Because when I think of footworking, I think of like NBA. Like there's the John Kuzi way of footworking. And then there's the Kyrie Irving way of footworking.
No, these niggas is Kyrie Irving type.
Some old nigga. What if the first nigga from House of Maddox try to go footwork with one of these young niggas? Will that young nigga look at the old nigga like, man, get your old ass out the circle?
I think the respect will be there, though, because that OG footworking, niggas that, like, do the shorties footwork right now? Is that, like, young niggas footwork right now? Okay.
I follow a couple of footworkers sites.
I know they probably added some shit to it, but you know what I'm saying? Nah, Joe. Youngins gonna get the OG's respect.
That's one thing I wish I would have learned how to do, footwork.
Yeah.
Like Miriam said that she used to footwork when she was younger, and I got jealous. I ain't gonna lie.
Everybody know that my daughter, she dances, you know, so at one of her dance recitals, they bust out the footwork on one of the routines. I said, okay. I said, that's my baby. I said, she for okay. Shot down, huh? Shout out.
I got a question.
But it wasn't even crazy, but she did it though. I was like, oh, okay, they got a footworking. That's dope.
I got a question for you before we get out of here. I got a question. This probably is like a real Chicago-based question. What is something? What is something? And he beat Jimmy ass. What is something that, like, you grew up seeing or doing, especially like something from the crib that if you saw or when you saw your kid did it, you was like, "Yo, I'm proud."
So that was a moment. The footworking was a moment. And you know what I'm saying, my daughter, she bowls, so she's really good at that. So it still amazes me how great she is at that. And I wasn't even that good at bowling when I was her age, so that's really dope. But I've seen my daughter. Go ahead. What was you? However, what? No,
have you ever seen Have you ever seen your daughter like heat somebody?
Like, nah, bro, I haven't. She's a real jokester. You know, she laughs a lot. I hear a lot of her conversations when they're on the phone, bro. But I don't know. Nikhil is a kind soul. Like, she's really, if anybody knows my daughter, like, she's a kind soul. And she's not really big on confrontation type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's like, not even, but honestly, though, like, they don't do that, though. Like, at least the kids, the girls that she hangs with and talks to on a daily basis.
The first time you heard your daughter say face ass.
They don't do that, bro. Like, she be laughing and joking with people and joking with her friends. And they don't ride each other, though. They not riding each other, fam.
What?
That was the article.
I put it in my Instagram stories. There was a lady that said that. That friendships that talk shit to each other like last. And I really felt strongly about that because me and my cousin, me and my best friend Derek, who's just basically like family, we could call each other cousin. Me and him has spent all our lives talking shit to each other.
Yeah.
Like all of these stories that we talked about, like we have ample stories of this when we was younger moments. Like playing Tecmo Bowl against each other, mm-hmm. playing Madden against each other, hooping against each other. We both went to Mid-Austin on Chicago Avenue in Lamb. And we still talk about this pool match that we had against each other, where this motherfucker hit a hit her all around the world. A bink, 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 bink. And hit that bitch corner pocket. And the whole goddamn game room cheered this man on like he just won the goddamn Super Bowl. And I forgot the damn girl name. She was one of the counselors. But she gave him a kiss on the cheek. And I wanted to whoop the shit out of his ass. And when I got my get back, there was not a crowd to be like, yo, you got it back. And I'm still mad at that shit to this day. Where was my fucking crowd at? Where was my crowd at? We've been talking shit to each other ever since we've known him. And I've known him since he was 6, I was 7. So to know that the more shit you talk to your friends, the longer that y'all will be friends and can be trusted. I know we'll always be friends because we call each other clowns every time we talk.
Absolutely.
Like, that's how we address each other. Like, what up, clown? Hey, clown, we get to talking shit. So, yeah. You should have friends where you get, you should have friends where you could talk about them. And if you got to fight them a couple of times, you should. I ain't saying girls because.
Yeah, I'm about to say, boys. It might be a little different for boys, but with the girls.
Now, I ain't talking about Nick Hill here. I ain't talking about Nick Hill here. But yeah. I say that to say, like, I hope Trey talks shit to his friends. Like, I hope Trey is gunning his friends. Like, I hope Trey, he ain't got to say it here. Like, I don't want him to tell me that he's saying it. But I hope y'all, I hope he says a couple of times, get your face ass up out of here. Like, I hope he see his classmates' shoes and talk shit about his shoes sometimes. Mm-hmm. They gonna be friends when they get older. Like, those are the best friends that you could talk shit about. Now, on the flip side, I was so proud of Trey watching footworking videos.
Okay.
He not going to ever footwork in his life because he has no coordination whatsoever. But I was so proud that he stayed and, like, watched footwork. Like, we show him after me and Miriam had the conversation about her knowing how to footwork, but me not. Then we showed Trey what footworking looked like, and he was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I was like, yeah, watch these videos. And you see him in the circle. He started asking questions and shit and that thing. And I know he'll never be a footworker because his daddy was never a footworker. But it gave me hope for the future.
Absolutely.
Like, it gave me hope for the future. So I mean, look, everybody has those moments with their kids to where they just do something and it just like calls you back. And you like,
and it's cool. It's cool to know that, you know what I'm saying, that your child, you know what I'm saying, like with Trey watching footworking videos and then Nate actually out there doing footworking, you know what I'm saying, routines with her dance, you know what I'm saying, studio and everything like that. Like, they students of, you know what I'm saying, they still students of, you know what I'm saying, our time. And that's good. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That they still, that they're willing to, you know what I'm saying, know and they understand the stuff that we experience, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a cool parent moment, you know. So shout out to the children, you know.
It was, I mean, outside of that, was there a particular moment where you saw your kid and you
good question, Mike Jones. He said, who's a better dancer, you or your wife? I can't dance really, but I know I dance better than my wife though. I'm not a dancer, but I know if we was like me and my wife get out there on the dance floor, like it's gonna be real casual. I might have a little more rhythm and a little more movement than she do. But, you know, we both can't dance, but
I'll ask you a better question. I'll ask you a better question, Mike. This is a question that every Chicago or Chicagoland married couple should ask. Y'all juke on that dance floor, who winning?
I'm probably going to win. I'm going to win. Yeah.
Like, if y'all juking.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Who winning?
I'm winning.
Is the wife going to win?
I'm going to win.
You going to win?
I'm winning.
I know I'm going to win.
I'm winning.
Can she dance better than me? You goddamn right Miriam could dance better than me. But when it's time to juke,
yeah,
I'm not losing.
Yeah.
I'm not losing. Somebody better hold me back.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, don't hold me. Don't hold me. Hey, on the 19th, I'm telling you, on the 19th, I'm going to be in a suit. She going to be in a dress. Bounce and break your back. Come on.
Hey.
I'm winning. I'm winning. And all you old people that's going to be in attendance, I don't care. Her daddy in attendance, I don't care. Put on Bounce and Break Your Back. Hey. Put on Get Down Lil Mama. You put any of them songs on and she decide to try to juke me at any moment in time. I could go upstairs after this pod right now and she could put on Get Down Lil Mama and try to juke me. I'm winning. That's the question that you, especially if you're from Chicago, you go to your wife and, or you just ask yourself this question. If you from the crib, you ask this question. Juke song come on, who winning? You or your mate? I'm winning. I don't know about y'all. I'm winning. Mike?
I'm definitely winning. No problem. No problem.
That's a Chicago question for your ass. All right, man, before we get out of here, man, we ain't really talk a lot of sports and stuff.
That's basketball all right.
Season.
All right.
Basketball season's almost over with. They fired the blackest white man in basketball, with the white man with the black name, Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah.
The Memphis Grizzlies fired him. LeBron James is back. Luka and all that shit. The Josh Giddey shit with the Bulls. That shit was one of the greatest moments in Bulls history.
Hey, shout out all to the that Bulls. Shit. Shout out to the Bulls. Bulls lit.
Michael Parsons, they said he was close to a contract. And then Jerry Jones opened his mouth, said, I've been talking to Micah. Micah said, ain't shit getting done without my agent doing it, because he the one who doing it. So they're going to trade your mans, or is this all to do about nothing?
Michael Parsons will be a Cowboy for life, or at least for the, you know, the future long term. You know, he's going to get his contract. And like Jerry Jones has done with Dak's contract and with CeeDee Lamb's contract, you know, let it play out and he'll eventually get his extension. So I don't think that's anything to be concerned about as far as the, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are concerned and whatever moves that they're going to make to help try to bring this franchise back, you know, whatever it is they doing. So yeah, to answer that question, I think Micah Parsons will get extended eventually before the season starts. Could be right before the season starts. Could be week one. Who knows? So yeah, I'm not. That's I think Michael Parsons being extended is the least of my concern when it comes to the Cowboys.
Wait a minute. It was.
And shout out to the Chicago Bulls and all you Bulls fans out here that's watching and y'all, you know what I'm saying, wondering why the Bulls aren't tanking and all of that shit like that. Like, just y'all gotta let go.
Yeah, that's got.
Yeah, that's I understand you guys want the Bulls to tank. Jag for flag. That shit's out the window, man. She's out the window. I think you just need to embrace what we have right now. I mean, Josh Giddey is emerging, you know, as a solid, you know, him and Kobe White. Him and Kobe White, you know, they're both emerging after they traded Zach LaVine, emerging as, you know what I'm saying, solid players. And I think, you know, Billy Donovan is eventually going to have his team rocking and rolling. You got to make a couple more roster moves as far as, like, maybe getting Vucevic off payroll, maybe try to get a draft pick for him or something like that over the summer. But yeah, man, embrace the Bulls, you know, embrace the, you know what I'm saying, these guys trying to compete to you know, get a first round exit from the playoffs. But hey, at least we make the playoffs. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. So embrace that, man. But other than that though, bang, I don't see nothing. And you know, and I don't know. I know you guys been talking about the Aaron Rodgers thing on I'm not gonna hold you. Like, where does he eventually end up? Is it gonna be Pittsburgh? Obviously, looks that way. He's been throwing with DK, you know, that where Aaron Rodgers lands. That's one of like the big NFL stories right now. Where do you see that?
He out there throwing with dude, but for him not to sign already, it makes me think that the Vikings is not ruled it out. And if you go to any team, it's gonna be the Vikings over the Pittsburgh.
Absolutely, and that's for multiple reasons. Right now. I mean, you're gonna be able to get your get back on the whole NFC North. Two times a year. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to want to pass on that opportunity. So Yeah, I think he's still trying to see if the Vikings are in play, but I don't see that. I don't really see it. I feel like the Vikings have kind of made up their mind, and they're going to rock with J.J. McCarthy, unfortunately, you know, for them.
I want them. I want him to come to the NFC North. Why? Because, hey, man, Corey Wooten put down Brett Favre, so go ahead and get put down over here.
Brett Favre damn near went to the Super Bowl with the Vikings. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Bounty Sean Payton, they put the bounty on Brett Favre. That's the only reason why he didn't get to the Super Bowl. Damn near, bro. So, I mean, I ain't saying that's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers or anything like that, but, I mean, Brett Favre played quite well in his Vikings tenure. So, yeah. But we'll see, though. We'll see. Anything else, man? Anything else?
Hey, man. No, that's it, man. We all good from here.
Are we straight?
So we back. We're going to be more consistent. We back. Life is calming down.
Yeah, man. You know, we busy out here, man. You know? So ain't no thing. Man, we out here. Some do pod. We good. You good, man? You good? Want to end it off?
Go ahead. End it off, man.
Hey, man, first of all, man, shout out to everybody that engaged with us today in the Facebook.
Because they feel me, Mike. As old niggas, we got to keep these stories alive, fam.
Shout out to everybody engaging with us.
Mike, when you get 40, you almost dead. What, you 36?
No, I'm 38, man. 38. Oh, 38.
You got two more years. Mike, when you turn 40, them yesteryear stories is going to start coming more and more.
They're going to hit different.
Them remember when stories hit a whole lot different and a whole lot harder when you turn 40.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Hey, what you think about the torpedo bats in baseball? MLB back? We back? Major League Baseball is back, ladies and gentlemen. Torpedo bats get you one. If you're a Major League Baseball franchise, get your squad out here with torpedo bats. We want to see all the players out here hitting 25 to 30 home runs a year now, okay? So, yeah, shout out. So, if you ain't been watching baseball, you need to get involved with that because chicks love the long ball, and the ball is flying out the ballpark right now. So, yeah, we embracing the torpedo bat. So yeah, shout out to the White Sox too. Y'all thought we was gonna have the worst record in the major league, and it ain't gonna happen. So if you took the under on the White Sox win total, sorry for your loss. But yeah, other than that, we good though, man. We out of here, man. Shout out to everybody that's been engaging with us on Facebook and on YouTube and all that stuff like that, man. Some do pie. You can rate, like, subscribe. We are everywhere that you can find your favorite podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to shout out to the Barber's Chair Network. You can subscribe there. And yeah, man, we on IG and Facebook at MikeB_CHR at JR Bain. The Facebook group is hashtag some do pod. Get into the group and get involved with the conversations and all of that shit like that, man. I'm Mike B. That's JR Bain. Yeah, man. And we out of here, you know. Live in your glory days and in your past glory days. That's the message of the day. There you go.
yo, it's your girl, Nate Kale, and this is some podcast. We out. Peace.